Somebody was commenting on the fact that I showed up on the platform in shorts. For all those of you who've been wondering why I do not preach in shorts, I want to recommend that you look at Psalm 147, verse 10, which says, God does not delight in the legs of a man. Doesn't say anything about women. All right, I've got a story to tell you. I've been away on a trip at work for a long period of time. And when I got back, my wife said, you need to talk to your younger son. I said, uh-oh, what did he do? Well, she said, he did a lot of stuff he shouldn't have done, and he didn't do a lot of things he should have done. And she said, he got away with it so far. And he, if he gets away with these things, is going to try and get away with more, and he's going to get into trouble. So you need to deal with him. So I called in my younger son, and I said, Pete, I understand that you have done some things that you were told not to do. Is that right? He said, yes. I said, well, that's technically called sin, doing what you were told not to do. No, that is called trespass, doing what you were told not to do. I understand that you also did not do some things you were told to do. Is that right? He said, that's right. I said, that is called sin. Now then, the trouble with sin and trespass is if you go on doing this, you will get into deeper problems. And so this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you, Peter, but I'm going to have to punish you, and I'm going to give you what you deserve. And the word for that is justice. Justice gives you what you deserve. Do you understand that? He said, yeah. So I said, now, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. And he said, well, Dad, I don't want you to hurt yourself. So I said, okay, bend over. I'm going to give you 5 whacks on the seat of your learning. Right. This is what you deserve. Are you ready? Yes, he said. 1, whack. 2, whack. Are you okay, Pete? Yes. Are you all right, Dad? It's hurting you more than it's hurting me. I said, yes, I'm fine. I said, okay, are you ready? 3, whack. I said, okay, Pete, that will do. He said, hey, Dad, you said you're going to give me 5. And you said that was justice, giving me what I deserve. I said, that's right. He said, you only gave me 3. I said, that's right. That's not giving you all you deserve. He said, hey, what do you call that? I said, it's called mercy. So I said, you need to know the difference between justice and mercy. Justice gives you what you deserve. Mercy does not give you all you deserve. He said, hey, Dad, I like mercy better than justice. I said, well, always remember that. Don't get yourself in a situation where justice is going to be done. That can be tough. Plead for mercy. I said, now go to your room and sit down and think this through. Justice gives you what you deserve. Mercy does not give you all you deserve. He said, Dad, will it be all right if I stand up and think about this? I said, yes. So off he goes to his room. Half an hour later, I went to his room. I knocked on the door. I said, hey, Pete. He said, yep. I said, I'm going for an ice cream. Well, he said, I'm glad for you, Dad. I said, I just wondered, Pete, if you might like to come with me. He said, I don't want to come with you and watch you eating ice cream. I said, well, I was thinking maybe you might like an ice cream as well. He said, you're going to give me an ice cream? I said, I thought I would. He said, 3 scoops? I said, if you want 3 scoops? He said, with all kinds of stuff on it? I said, all kinds of stuff on it. I said, come on, let's go. So we got in the car and we're driving along. He said, you are confusing me, Dad. So I said, that's what dads do. I said, why are you confused? Well, he said, you said you were going to give me five, and that was what I deserved, and justice gives you what you deserve. I said, that's right. And you only gave me three. I said, that's right. And you said that mercy doesn't give you all you deserve. That's right. And I said, I like mercy better than justice. I said, that's right, you're intelligent. Now he said, you offer me an ice cream. He said, what do you call that? I said, well, that's giving you what you don't deserve. He said, now, let me get this straight. Justice gives you what you deserve. Mercy doesn't give you all you deserve. And grace gives you what you don't deserve. I said, that's right. He said, you know, Dad, I like mercy better than justice, but I like grace a whole lot better than mercy. And I said, you got the lesson there then, didn't you? And there's the difference between justice and mercy and grace. Well, after we'd had this little talk, and this is what you call a teachable moment, and kids, that's what parents are there for. They are there to take teachable moments, and I know this will be a surprise to you, but a teachable moment is an opportunity for a kid to learn. So learn the difference between justice and mercy and grace. Now you tell me, what is justice? Justice gives me what I deserve. Mercy does not give me all I deserve. Grace gives me what I don't deserve. Which would you rather have?
Grace.
Grace. After I'd had this talk with Pete, oh no, this is another time. Pete comes in very useful for illustrations. The only problem is he's a preacher now and he uses me as illustration. Pete one day brought a bad report card home. It wasn't just bad grades, it was all the nasty comments by the teachers in the side, you know. And so I told him, well, you know what a father has to do about a bad report card. And he sat and listened. And then I felt so guilty while I was talking to him like this, because it was just like the kind of report card I used to get. And so in the end, I confessed to him. I said, Pete, I've got to tell you, I got report cards like that, and I'm not proud of it, and I shouldn't have got report cards like that, and I'm not proud of you getting report cards like that, and I don't want any more. Is that understood? You know, talking like a father. He said, I understand that, Dad. So off he went back to school, and he came back the next semester while I was working in my study, and he slapped an envelope on the desk, and he said, here you go, old man, another one just like yours.